At noon today, we do much more than start a four-day weekend break from school. We devote this time to the pinnacle of Christian worship, which comes in the form of Maundy-Thursday worship, Good Friday worship tomorrow, and the celebration of the Lord's resurrection commemorated on Easter Sunday. I invite you, with these themes in mind, to direct your thoughts and your hearts to the Word of God from Psalm 130, verse 3. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I want to rephrase that question in this way. How shall we as individuals view our own sins? Not just today on the festival of Maundy Thursday, but every day that we live in this world. If we turned to the world for an answer to that question, it wouldn't sound very good. It would sound something like, did you say sin? Isn't that an archaic word that some people use to make other people feel guilty? Sin? What? Live your life. You be you. Live and let live. Sin. If we let our human nature weigh in with an answer to the question, it's not going to be much better. My sin? Yeah. I make mistakes. I have faults. Nobody's perfect. But I'm no worse than anyone else. My sin really isn't that bad. I haven't done the things you read about that are so awful, reported in the news of late. Again, I hope we agree. Wrong answer. How shall we view our own sin from God's point of view? That's the thing. And I want to use myself as an example here today. After 55 years of being on this earth, committing sins against God every day, and many years of reading the Bible, hearing what God has to say about that, I am convinced of the following. My sin is bad. Not some outdated abstraction. And I can't deny any of it. My sin is both real and ugly and awful. So awful, in fact, that it cost Jesus his life and poured on him from God, God-forsakenness, what hell is like. My sin is lethal. Deadly. It holds me in the state of death. My sin is heavy, crushing, pinning me to an anchor that would pull me down to hell. My sin is the worst problem I have, and there's nothing I can do about it. Now, you realize I'm not some special case. You're in the same boat with me. We all are equally guilty before God, equally condemned by His law, equally desperate in our own sin. Is that going to be the end of it? The last word on the matter? No, let's circle back to the same question, again from God's point of view, but this time we have Jesus in the equation. How shall I view my sin based on who Jesus is and what He did for me? What a turnaround. My sin is paid for, already punished by God at the cross of Christ. My sin, all of it, is washed away, covered completely by the blood of Christ. My sin is forever off the record. Erased, by Jesus, gone from God's sight, like it never happened. Think about that. My sin cannot follow me and haunt me on Judgment Day. Not when I have faith in the one who got rid of it. Again, I'm not some exception. You all get the same benefits. We all, as believers in Christ, are equally loved by the Father, equally redeemed by His Son, equally worked on by the Holy Spirit, equally forgiven by that gospel in word and sacrament. These two lenses of God's Word, law and gospel, in that order, are the only way to view properly the real trouble of your sin and mine, to come to terms with it personally, and to have it resolved now and forever. These two great truths in the Bible, they're going to probably dominate our Holy Week services coming up. They definitely govern the way we worship our Lord and how we take the Lord's Supper, as well as make a great impact on our witness to the world and our walk together heavenward as fellow believers in Christ. Please use those lenses, law and gospel, for yourself today, tomorrow, and always. Let us close our worship this morning with hymn 744, stanzas 3 and 4, stanzas 3 and 4 of 744.